crypto in general, cryptocurrencies are still currencies. They don't matter. Whether it's a digital currency that is rare or a physical currency that happens to be rare too. The point is, there's no real value behind the currency. Whether you're talking about the US dollar, whether you're talking about, I feel like I'm sounding like McConaughey right now. All right, what are you talking about, the US dollar? Whether you're talking about, I think I'm sounding like George Bush possibly. But anyway, when you're talking about the US dollar, when you're talking about like, what's another example? The yen, I don't know. The peso, Bitcoin, Ethereum, whatever other freaking cryptos are out there. The point is, a currency is still a currency if it isn't, and if it's not backed by anything, it is worthless. Now, everybody tells me that Bitcoin and all these other freaking things are backed by the blockchain. Basically, backed by. I understand it for the most part. But what gets me, they say one, for, let's give Bitcoin an example. Bitcoin's rare. Okay, that's cool. There can only be a certain amount ever truly minted upon the blockchain itself. Okay, so it's rare. But what gives it value? Rarity in itself is not a measure of, it's kind of a measure of value. But anything times zero still equals zero. My point is that Bitcoin is worthless and its rarity doesn't make it any better. Zero times anything is still zero. My point is, you're all probably thinking, well, Michael, Bitcoin's worth $44,000 at the time of this recording, or around that amount. I don't know the exact fucking number. The fact that it's $40,000 per coin sickens me, and you guys are all fools, and I'm happy to bet against you all. I bet against you all using the Bitty. I'm just educating you on how I bet against you. Very simple. This is how I do it. When I see you all pumping up Bitcoin like crazy, I take reserve cash that I sit to my side for moments like this, and I don't dump it all in the Bitty at once. I think that's stupid. Because the Bitty may go down even further, and I want to buy it at cheaper and cheaper prices. The more the Bitty goes down, which is the ETF, it's called the ProShares Short Bitcoin Strategy. This is what I do, not financial advice. This is all documentation of what I do for educational purposes and entertainment purposes only. Anyway, so as I see you all pumping up Bitcoin, I bet against you in the sense of, at least I bet against the price of Bitcoin. Look, Bitcoin is truly not worth anything. And when people get that through the thick heads, I don't even care if inflation happens with the dollar. Bitcoin in itself, all crypto, I'm not just weeding out Bitcoin. All cryptocurrencies are worth in actual value zero. Zero. It's not that hard to figure out. I feel like it's turning into a steam room in here. I might need to open a window. So I might need to open a window here in just a few moments because I realized it is turning into a legitimate steam room in this bitch. But it's because I'm cooking rice in the rice cooker. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make to you all is that Bitcoin in itself, Ethereum in itself, it's all worthless. It doesn't really mean anything. And all it has is perceived value. This is why rich people don't hold currencies. Rich people don't hold physical currencies. They do only for bear markets because they got nothing better to do. And rich people also, they don't truly want to invest in Bitcoin, but they know there's a lot of what we like to call in the game suckers out there who think Bitcoin's worth something. And that's okay. You can continue to be suckers, and I will continue to bet against you the more you all pump it up. Because anything that goes up that rapidly definitely should fall. So this is not a matter of opinion. That's just kind of a matter of fact. Anything that worthless and that pumped up by FOMO, fear of missing out, will eventually fall. I don't know when. I'm not Nostradamus. But I will say, the Bitty is a fucking sexy buy for me. I do really well when you guys pump up Bitcoin, so keep pumping it. I really want you guys to keep pumping it up. I'm hoping it goes to 60,000, 70,000, because what will happen is the Bitty will be so low in price that I will probably rack up on a ton of it. In fact, I might just do periodic call options on it. I don't know. All I'm saying is I hope you clowns pump up Bitcoin to 60,000, 70,000, 80,000. It's a desire of mine to see this, because I want to bet against you all so hard with the Bitty. Oh my God, you have no idea. You all have no effing clue how excited it makes me to see you all pumping money, your hard-earned money, into something so hard worthless. It's okay. It excites me. It sexually stimulates me, maybe, which is a little disturbing. But anyway, my point is, I'm going to end this video here in just a second, but what I want to really get the point across is this. Bitcoin's worthless, not worth anything. That's my final answer. The more I look into it, the more I think it's a great piece. I think the software backing Bitcoin, it's really cool. I think it's innovative. But at the same time, look, Bitcoin and all these other side cryptos are all just pyramid scheme, Ponzi scheme. They're not going to be worth anything. They shouldn't be, at least. And people have this perception about Bitcoin that's going to replace the dollar or replace any currency. It's just, it's ridiculous. And it has no utility. At least gold has utility. You know what I mean? Gold has actual utility. I don't know. It's frustrating. Anyway, you guys are all you guys are out of your minds, and that's okay. Keep pumping up Bitcoin. I want this to happen. I love Joe Biden. And I will continue to slowly bet against you. The higher the price of Bitcoin goes, the more I will bet against you. I just want to say this right now, right here. And that's all. Anyway, later, everybody. Hee hee.